Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I'd like to chat with you today about my 2021 year in review, which I've provided. It's up here as a PDF that you can look at, you can download. And if you're listening to this message, you're quite likely already seeing that available to you. And I just wanted to talk you through the year in review and add a little bit of commentary about it and describe things just a little bit further for those who may be interested. Let me say off the top, if you have a concern, if you have a question, if I can answer anything about this report, I'd love for you to contact me, and I will certainly try to do that. And I so appreciate your interest and your involvement in our ministry with the Friends of Israel. Now, looking at the report, you'll see it's divided into three basic areas, and the first is church ministries, preaching and teaching. And by the grace of God, I had the opportunity to speak a total of 152 separate times last year. So that's any time that one message has ended and a new one has begun, sometimes in the same day, sometimes potentially in the same service, but it's a completely new talk. Sometimes that would be going, obviously, from Sunday school to the morning worship service, etc. But you can see here a breakdown, the number of messages in the various categories that I've outlined for you here. Sunday services leading the way at 74. We praise the Lord for all these opportunities. Of course, the most important thing about it is not that I'm speaking, but that we're sharing the Word of God, and that is the wonderful thing, and we do praise the Lord that He does give us these opportunities to serve Him. Now, if I were to highlight one of the things here in this list, it would be the online Bible study group. You'll notice that's 41 of my speaking opportunities. This is an opportunity that the Lord brought to me early in this year. I was not even expecting it, but it is through some people that I know in my local area who already had a group going, and the group has changed quite a bit since I've first begun teaching, and one of the things that has changed is I actually attend the main home where the group originates in person normally, and I teach the group. So I'm teaching a group live, which really provides energy for the whole, the dynamic of the group, because I'm talking to people who are looking at me, looking at the screen for the PowerPoints, but it's also online. So it's still online for those who want to join online. And actually, we've had several people join, and one from a quite far remote place in the world. So it's just an incredible time of fellowship and teaching that I've really enjoyed, and I've really been blessed, and it's stretched and challenged me in several ways. And one of them is just this idea of the opportunity for teaching online. This is the first time I've done something exactly like this with this group, and I realize how powerful it would be to multiply our impact if we could do this multiple times, for instance, in a week. Now, of course, you can only do so much, and you can only do things so many nights a week, etc., etc. But I think there's room for more, and I'm looking for others who would be interested in establishing a group like this. I'd certainly be willing to talk to you about it. Maybe it's even for a short term. Maybe it's even for one time, or maybe you have something in mind even more than that. Love to talk to you about it, because I have seen, again, how we can magnify and multiply the effect of ministry through this type of online outreach. And of course, over the last 2 years, we've certainly all become very acquainted with doing many things online, haven't we? You'll notice that the next series below is Ministries in Church Services by Days. So this is not by the number of messages, but the number of each type of day that we ministered in churches. So we may have been in a Sunday service for even three services, but that's still only one day here in this count. So in other words, we ministered on 47 Sundays, 47 Lord's days, and 17 midweek services, normally a Wednesday night, but that includes one Tuesday night this year, and then on three holidays, and then for one funeral. Then the next below that is pretty easy to understand. Churches in which we ministered by states, and our home state of Wisconsin leading the way at 21 out of 35, and you can see that in total I spoke in six different states. And Lord willing, we'll continue to build on that and expand that and expand our outreach in the year ahead. Next, you'll see a couple of things that I'm very grateful for. In 2021, I began to give Passover Seder demonstrations and also Hanukkah presentations. Now, I always say when I talk on these subjects, I have no particular expertise by way of my cultural heritage, my family background, my personal experience even. But I am a Bible teacher. I do understand the importance of Passover, the importance of Hanukkah. I can research these things and prepare to present them in a way that is hopefully very meaningful and challenging. And that's what I've tried to do, and the Lord has given me opportunities to speak on them. You'll notice between the two, 23 times this past year. I look forward to building on what I've learned and what I've prepared, and it won't be too long here in 2022, and we'll be going into the time when we'll be talking about Passover once again. I enjoy ministry conferences and pastors' conferences, and in my role with the Friends of Israel, this is one of the things that I get to do and that I love to do, to go and to meet with God's people and to meet with pastors all together and in large groups. And you can see that in the last year I attended 8 conferences, and I plan to be back at pretty much all of those this year, if not all, and hopefully more. And I'll be back at the Refresh Conference at Faith, Lord willing, just in fact in a few weeks. That'll be the first one of 2022. Well, the next area on the report deals with media outreach, and it gives a number of statistics. I could give many more about all of those things, but I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to be able to write and to speak and to have the means to do it while the door of communication is still open online and to share these things. You know, years ago, if you wanted to be a columnist, well, you'd have to find somebody first that wanted to run your column. Well, of course, today it's wonderful, and we praise the Lord for sharperiron.org and also worldviewweekend.com, which ran my columns, especially Sharper Iron, in the last year. But I can run columns anytime here on Sermon Audio. I'm behind, frankly, in posting some things, especially making audio recordings of some of my columns, even from last year. And I apologize for that. I need to catch up and I need to keep up. And my goal is to produce a weekly column. Of course, there'll be some weeks I take off, but to produce a weekly column that appears Thursday at 8 p.m. here on Sermon Audio in both written and audio form. And I will try to stick to that discipline and keep with it. And I'm looking to expand the reach of my column. If you know of anyone that might put it to good use in terms of even a church on its website and its bulletin and its newsletter, all the way up to if you have any connections with other websites that look for material that they can promote, I would be very interested in hearing from you about that. If you have any ideas or insights, please share those with me. Of course, we're very grateful for everyone who listens here on sermonaudio.com. What a wonderful tool this is, and what a tremendous blessing it is for the church at large, not just my page, of course, but it's a blessing to me, and I use it all the time, and I listen to others here on Sermon Audio as well. I'm humbled that people are listening to me, and I thank the Lord for that. And of course, this outreach grew out of our break during the coronavirus shutdown in 2020, and I cannot imagine how we did our ministry before we had these things in place. And we praise the Lord. We'd never want to go back. We praise the Lord for the opportunity to meet with you here electronically on sermonaudio.com. Now, speaking of having things in place and never wanting to go backward, that takes us certainly to our third area where we talk about communication. In our quarterly prayer newsletters, we have, of course, now we've completed 3 years of ministry with the Friends of Israel, and we've completed 2 years in which we've shared all four quarterly prayer and newsletters. And you can see numbers of those that have received those. By the way, if you're not one of them and you'd like to receive it, just let me know. You'll be on the list to receive the letter from this point on, okay? You can see some other types of letters we've sent out. And then the big news at the end of the year, and we praise the Lord, this is crucial. This is, again, something we'd never want to go back. Now that it's in place, we wonder how in the world did we survive even a month ago without this. It's our weekly news update, our weekly e-newsletter. It's come together just wondrously with the special help of a volunteer who is really, really pushed us over the top with getting out the weekly e-newsletter and just doing it so well. And so we praise the Lord for that, and we're sending that, you can see, to well over 600 people. We hope to add many, many more. And again, if you're not receiving that and you'd like to, you can find the information right here on Sermon Audio that will allow you to sign up for this free weekly electronic newsletter, or just send me an email at pscharf@foi.org asking to subscribe to our weekly news update emails, and we'll add you also to the newsletter. The last item that I reference in this section is unique from any of these other types of communication. It's just called the weekly prayer update, and it's always the same length every week. It's a paragraph that I put together, and it's specific to items that you can pray for us in our lives and ministry as we're going out that week. And I share it on Wednesday morning for churches to insert into their prayer bulletins or prayer sheets or prayer emails that they send out or give away at their midweek services. And I also send it to a family who's interested. And again, if this is something that you would like yourself or for your church, again, please let me know. I do also post it in my Facebook group, which flows out of my Facebook page, and you can find that at facebook.com/pscharf.foi. And speaking of social media, you can also find my Twitter feed on my Sermon Audio page, and right down at the bottom you'll notice that's a feature on Sermon Audio, and it will take you right to my Twitter profile. Of course, it's been a very tumultuous year for Christians and conservatives on social media, hasn't it? I'm not, frankly, investing lots of time in that arena right now until things at least are a little bit more settled down and we see what's going to happen in the future. Putting really all my efforts here on Sermon Audio and now with the email, much more than through social media. Well, we'll see how that goes in the future. I haven't tried to offer any statistical review of 2021 with regard to social media, but you certainly can still find me there, and it's still an important means of communicating. And with that being said, the report ends with a word of thanks, and I mean it sincerely. Thanks to those who've prayed for us. Thanks to those who've given to our account. Thanks to those, all of you who have interest, all who are involved in our ministry, everyone who is listening here on Sermon Audio to this or any of my other broadcasts, all the resources that I provide. It's just wonderful to meet with you, and I wish I could meet you personally. I wish I could talk to you and shake your hand and ask you about what you're thinking and get your feedback just one-to-one. But next to that, is it ever wonderful to have this type of technology that we can utilize for the sake of the gospel. And so this is just in brief a summary of my past year of ministry. Again, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or other thoughts, please let me know. I would always love to hear from you, and it's always my joy to speak to you here on sermonaudio.com. May God help us in the year ahead, and that will be the subject of another audio that I'm providing with a look ahead into this year of 2022 as God gives us wisdom and understanding to plan, subject to His will being accomplished, always subject to that. And I invite you to listen to that audio as well. It's called 2022 Looking Ahead. But now for the Friends of Israel, I'm Paul Scharf saying thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you. It's been wonderful to have this time to think about all that the Lord has given to us in the year that's now gone, and may He receive all the glory. Thanks for joining me today.